From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. When TV shows and movies are repackaged into DVD box sets, the mundane is transformed into a prized trophy, and one such prize landed in our offices recently. When NPR's Art Silverman started watching what was inside, he realized that his life was intertwined with a classic old show.
Now, a short musical and cultural quiz. What connects the band Weezer to Buckwheat Zydeco? Think about those names. Then try to tie them to these two late 1960s bands. The Rascals. On a Sunday afternoon. And Spanky and our gang. Spanky, Rascals, Weezer, Buckwheat. If you don't have the sort of brain that puts things together the way mine does, then you may need this additional tune to help you see the connection. That tune's called Good Old Days, the theme to the Our Gang series of the 1920s and 30s, until I opened and watched the vast, complete collection of all the Little Rascals talkies from 1929 to 1938, I hadn't understood how deeply embedded in my generation's consciousness this series was. Like many kids in the 1950s, I watched Our Gang Little Rascals every day. There wasn't that much on daytime TV then. These 80 short films in the DVD set are, for me, a refresher course on the rules of life. Rule one, never skip school by pretending to be sick.
I'd like to play hooky. I'm afraid.
We'll write you some excuses.
Now remember, Weezer, when I blow my nose like this, you'll come in the schoolroom.
I gotcha.
You blow, me run in school.
Now tell me exactly just what you're going to tell a new teacher.
My watch ain't come on my way. She's going to shoot Papa.
Because if you do that, you'll lose out because the teacher has special plans for the day.
This is my first day at the school. You see, I'm going to start with a little party.
We'll have the ice cream and cake up to the school right on time.
Children, there will be no school today. A friend of mine who manages the seaside pier has invited all of you to spend the day there as his guests.
Rule two, stay away from castor oil, Limburger cheese, and mush.
Gee, I hate mush.
I'm fed up in mush, ain't you, Spanky?
I don't like mush.
You'll eat that mush and like it.
I hate it, but I don't like it.
And rule three. If you and your pal Chubby go ahead and climb aboard the working locomotive even after your dad, the engineer, warned you to stay off, and Hobo Joe jumps on board, watch out.
No! Don't go, Joe! No! No!
He's crazy, and he'll put the train in high-speed reverse, jump off, and when the locomotive goes forward, your friend Farina will get caught in the tracks and you'll run over him. And of course, there's other useful lessons to be learned from our gang. Remember, when you think you've outrun the bully, he'll always be standing right behind you the moment you start to gloat. While I haven't had a chance to use all of these lessons yet in my life, I believe in them all. I can't help it. These films, written by men who grew up at the end of the 19th century and meant for audiences in the 20s and 30s, and shown relentlessly in the 50s, were far ahead of their time. Our gang was always an integrated gang, though sometimes Farina, Stymie, and Buckwheat were subjected to ridiculous racial stereotyping. That aside, most of the lessons ring true. Oh, and there's one more rule I almost forgot. An escape monkey will always, always run amok.
There's a monkey after me and I haven't got a gun.
Well, I've got one.
Go to 3rd and Broadway. A drunken monkey. Shoot to kill. That is all.
Art Silverman, NPR News.